The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
A nightclub in the UK has raised a few eyebrows with a policy that they've instituted on mobile phone use. The Amber Nightclub has implemented a strict rule that you have to cover your phone's camera with a sticker to be able to get into the club, with the idea being that it gets people more into the moment and stops them trying to film for the Insta when they should be enjoying whatever club this is. It begs the question whether or not Irish nightclubs, whatever few Irish nightclubs remain, should follow suit. I'm joined in studio by Ed Smith from Today FM and Becca Fisher, music journalist at DMG. Becca, I am so far behind the times that I was slightly shocked to discover people take mobile phones out in clubs, do they?
Yeah, of course. I mean, well, it's the old age tale of people wanting to create memories. You know, my generation and people a little bit before me brought digital cameras. I'm sure my parents brought disposables. And now everything's built into one lovely, very expensive device that you want to get your money out of.
See, my understanding, Ed, and maybe I'm wrong on this, was that one went into a nightclub to be involved in things that nobody was meant to film.
And I think that's probably still the case. Like, the figures behind the decline of nightclubs is quite startling. Since the year 2000 in Ireland, 84% of nightclubs have closed, dropping from over 500 venues around the country to just around 70 today. So that is quite a startling.
Driven by what?
I think there's a load of factors here. We can put a lot of this on COVID. I think the nature and the lifestyle that people have chosen over the last, it has evolved. I spoke to numerous young people over the last day or so about this, and they just don't like going to clubs. They've just gone off the idea.
Absolutely not.
And I think the idea of going to a late bar and sticking on till maybe two, half two there is the best of both worlds for them. The thought of then having to trudge into a nightclub, pay 10, 15, sometimes even maybe even 20 to get in to listen to loud music and not hear your friends. And like, things have changed. And I do find that the idea of a nightclub is so less appealing. Now, when I was coming up, each town of most size, like a good sized town, would have at least one nightclub that everyone would trudge to, that you knew everyone there, and that you'd go, it was all part of the tradition.
Give it half a chance, an empty field and a generator. And
there
you're
we go.
Away.
That's all you need in a packet of Benson. That was it. But look, things have changed, Anton. I think young people are a lot more health conscious, and also they don't have the disposable cash that they did back in day. And I think that that is also a factor. There's a lot going on here. I'm not sure that blocking someone's phone camera is going to bring nightclubs.
Well, could you make an argument that says that maybe part of the reason that people are unlikely to be socially unencumbered in the modern nightclub is by virtue of the fact...
You speak like a man who goes to a lot of nightclubs.
That they don't know, is there a camera around at any given moment? And if you are going to Amber, at least you know, well, I'm covered off and I can really get into it.
I think that's a bit ridiculous. I mean, like, what's going on in a nightclub that's not going on in a late bar or even these days around Christmas in a pub? You know, people have their phones out everywhere. Where are we going to draw the line? Can you not have your pub out at phone out at a restaurant and start taking pictures or videos? Can you not have it out in a late bar that turns into a club? I think, you know, at this point, it's de-incentivizing people to get involved with, like, the nightlife industry and the nightlife economy, which is greatly suffering and really, really needs our business. I don't think we should be...
Is it sort of part of a trend, though? I had seen... isn't it fairly common now at gigs that you get handed a bag into which you are meant to put your
phone? A lot of comedy gigs are doing this, and the reason behind that is so many people are posting comedians' sets, like good chunks of them, 10, 15, or even whatever, and they are just plagiarizing their material to post on TikTok. So I think that from a comedian's point of view, I get it.
And didn't Dylan or somebody do it at some of his live acts required that you abandon
listen,
the phone?
I absolutely understand from an artist's point of view that when you see a tsunami of phones waving in your face. I was at the Teddy Swims gig in the Olympia. This absolutely blew my mind, where people were throwing their phones at him to take...
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Really?
They were tossing them, and foolishly on his part, he'd pluck them from the air, turn around, take a selfie with the punter, and then throw the phone back. And then when one person did it, they were all coming up. And at one stage, he had to go, because somebody... threw it a little hard at him. He had to dodge it like it was a baseball.
But he was like, stuff pieces of kit to be flinging at a
random. This is what's happened. I think the lines are blurred. But like, listen, I DJed for many years in various pubs and clubs around Ireland. I get it that when the dance floor is full and everybody's on their phone, the vibe is very much affected. You want people there to be, I suppose, there in the moment and enjoying the music. And that bleeds into the whole atmosphere of the club. I get it. And also from anyone who's listening now who has DJed over the years, there's nothing worse than somebody coming up with their phone and waving it under your nose to ask for a song. They'll type it out on their phone. They'll go, you know, they'll wave the name of the song. First of all, I don't know who that is. And please go away. But Listen, I don't think that the nightclub situation is a bit more nuanced than I think covering up the camera on your phone really.
Well, interesting here, Texas say covering the camera is fairly standard in Berlin or the likes. In some instances, if they see you with the phone out, they'll give you a warning and then the next time you're out. I think it's a great idea. Nothing worse than the day after and someone is wrecking your buzz, sending you videos of you dancing.
No, now that is annoying. And also, I understand with Berlin, I think their club and techno scene is a little heavier than it is here in Ireland. I think things are a little bit more underground. You really don't want to be seen in those capacities, which is fine. Here, not so much. I don't think we have as much going on. But in the same space, we're all grown adults. And while I might find it annoying, while you might find it annoying, while the DJ might find it annoying, can we really dictate what people do when they've also paid the same amount of money to be there as you have?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. No, we definitely can. Like, if I would have thought if you are in a private enterprise, so if it be a cinema and you decide I'm going to take out my phone, they can have a policy because you're not going to record the latest release on the first week that it's out. You put away your phone. If I am in an airplane and somebody starts to record me, I would feel I would want to say to the flight attendant, any chance you might ask this person to see? Surely there are certain areas, privately owned areas. If you're out in the streets, your own business. But like if you're going to a nightclub, leave me alone. I very much do not want to end up in somebody's Insta story. Now, am I alone in this?
This is very true. I think we need more regulations and laws around it because, you know, we've had instances where politicians have found themselves filmed, celebrities have found themselves filmed in compromising positions, and it's not great and it's not fun. But then again, people have free will to do these things if they want to. And you know, if you're going into one of these establishments, that's the case. So I suppose if this club wants to instill this, if you don't want to do that, you just don't go.
But I do think the issue here is the vibe that DJs and promoters are saying the dance floors are filled with people who are not filming each other and then sending it on to laugh. They're actually just filming the DJ, filming themselves at the club just to be seen for their Insta stories and all the rest of it. So from the DJ's point of view and then the promoters and the owners, they're like, the dance floor isn't, when I was coming up, you know, obviously phones weren't around in the late 90s, early 2000s, and the floors were full. And it was just a different feel. Everyone was there for the music, dancing to the music and losing themselves.
So
to the
what
music.
Exactly has replaced this? Because generationally, there has always been clubbing. You had the disco wave in the 70s. You had the show bands before that. There was always an excuse for people to get on a dance floor and get sweaty. Has that disappeared now?
I think for the most part. Now, the
modern generation doesn't go out and get sweaty of an evening on a dance floor.
We
at
do,
all.
And there are spaces for it, but it's just not as common. And I think in cities like this, I think COVID really ruined it for us. I think we're a generation that can't afford to go clubbing. I know I'm not paying tenner in on the door. If I have to pay in on a door and wait in a queue, I'm not going anywhere. You can't force me. And then thinking about being in the club, having to come out, trying to get a taxi home in Dublin city centre on a Saturday night at 3 a.m, I'd rather be home at 1.
And there is a safety issue.
Huge safety issue.
The legislation that is proposed that these nightclubs can open till 6 a.m. The reality
early
of that,
bus, yeah, cheaper than the taxi.
But the reality of that situation, Anton, is you got all types of age groups and demographics in pubs at 2:30 going, geez, I wouldn't mind another one. Usher, listen, Bing Bong's is open till 6. We'll just rock in there. We'll pay the tenner each and we'll stand in the corner and we'll have a few pints with the lads. You know, we're not there for the dance, we're just there for the pints. So I think, you know, if they think that at 6 a.m. it's going to be full, and it will be full of young people there for the techno, the dancing, but there will be a whole cohort of people just in there to keep the pints going till 6 a.m. And I don't know, look, maybe I sound like an old fogey, but I think the day of the nightclub that we knew and love, the sticky floors and the smell of stale cigarettes and curry sauce, oh, the glory days.
Do you remember the hearty meal that used to
pop out?
The hearty
meal in the corner, yeah.
I've heard about this. And that's a bit before my generation.
Oh, it's a remarkable time to be alive. Yeah. Isn't it part of the reason for going to the club to take pictures of each other having the crack, says a text. Another, please ban phones from restaurants. I'm sick of seeing people taking pictures of their food. Is that common that people whip out the
If people want to take pictures of their food for their own private social media platforms, let them off. It really doesn't bother me. It's not at my table.
I think you may be alone on this. Another one says, phones ruin gigs too. It's not just annoying. It genuinely takes away from the experience. Stand at the back. But the phone clubbing in America sucks now. It's all just people on phones. Whereas France, Poland and Germany, the clubs are booming. And I assume in France, Poland and Germany, they're anti-phone.
I agree with the gig aspect. Because, again, you know, you're paying upwards of how much to go to a concert.
Does anybody look back at the footage as well?
No, I was watching people and wonder that.
What do you do with this?
Not really. No, it's purely for social media. But from a gig aspect, I'm like, you know, this is someone who's really putting themselves out there. It's a sole person on a stage. And, you know, it does, but gig etiquette as a whole has gone down. So, you know, there's many things we'd need to do to make gigs experiences you know, far more enjoyable. But in a club, you know, we're not all piled together. People are in different corners doing different things, having a good time. If you want to take your phone out, take your phone out.
Text say, Bing Bong sounds like a happening place.
Oh, yeah, that's even Bing Bong.
Another suggesting that the reason for going to a club is to take pictures of each other having the crack. Are we due at this point a sort of a Luddite rebellion against the ubiquity of mobile phones? Are we?
You know what? If you want to open a nightclub solely with absolutely zero technology and go back to the old school, just play the old tunes, I'm absolutely certain there's a market for that. But for this to be kind of maybe the way that they're going to solve the nightclub crisis, it's not going to happen. And I think they've got to make things cheaper. You know, they've got to make it easier to get in and out of town. They've got to sort out the taxi situation. They've got to make it safer. And I don't think putting a little sticker on the back of your phone is going to make any much.
Well, there again, yeah. I mean, a text relating very much to what the kids are down with these days. Dave Gilmore, gig at in Rome. They had a policy of no battery packs, so people couldn't record the show on their phone.
Yeah, that's music rights issues, though. I don't think it's
Dave Gilmore is your owner. That just shows Generation
What's
Z is
done?
All over
What's
him.
Gilmore ever done?
Well, there again, on the other side. When is he a great DJ? Honey Dijon?
Amazing DJ.
Who? Really?
Yes, yeah. Very good.
Well,
very
in Pygmalion a few years ago, she insisted on the stickers. Was great.
Yeah, I think when it's coming from the artist, it makes sense, or the promoter, because if you don't want to be recorded, if you don't want maybe your live set sprawled across the internet, if you want people to be surprised when they come to your next gig and they haven't seen 8 million videos of it on TikTok, amazing, great. But when it's an overall just, I don't like you being on your phone, it annoys me thing, as opposed to I want to preserve the right of my artistry, it's loses a bit of weight as an argument.
What about pubs taking photos and posting on socials in bulk? Horrible.
I've thought about this many a time. Whenever, back in the day it happened in clubs, it happens in pubs now. They'll have a photographer for an event night or for just anything and they'll take a few photos around the place. What if you were there with someone you shouldn't be and you haven't consented to that on the door? I always look through them wondering if anyone looks shady in the background.
What if you were there with somebody you should be? You mean the people take pictures of you without your express consent and stick it on social media?
Clubs and pubs have like photographers that they post, you know, albums on Facebook, or they have, you know, promotional photos on Instagram.
Nobody's going out.
Yeah, well, yeah, no, it's become a bit of a farce.
Have you seen the thing of the sticker for your lapel?
No.
I've seen this now at a couple of events. A little white sticker that indicates to the event organizer that you are not willing to appear in social media footage. So you get exempted when they do the pictures. I don't mind people taking photos of their food so long as the flash is off. Yeah. Worse are the people who glare the flashlight on their phone on the menu, which completely ruins the ambience and is so inconsiderate of other diners. I put it to you, though, Ed, that as a DJ, one of the things you want is the rapt and complete attention of the crowd. You want them both euphoric and semi-mesmerized. Can you get them there if they're also acting as a camera person?
No. And I absolutely fully understand from when I was starting off in DJing, again, phones weren't the thing, and I would DJ in Whelan's or the Workman's and all these places, and they would lose themselves to the music, as I keep saying. Nowadays, again, it is an issue because they've got their backs turned, they're not listening to the tunes, they're not present in the moment, and you can play anything. And it ruins, I suppose, your willingness and ability then to keep the crowd going. And I might try this song, they're really vibing off this one, will I chance this one? And when that moment happens, where you're all in unison and loving the tunes, it is magic. And it does absolutely take away from the feeling that everyone's there together in a sense of community. But like I say, listen, if you want to ban them on the dance floor, I get it. But, you know, the environs around the dance floor, if you're at the bar or in this smoking area or whatever, it's just going to be impossible to police and instigate.
Oh, it's 100% impossible to police. I mean, we had...
What about the little bags?
We had those, something like that at Hosier before he played his Marley Park gigs in the summer. He did a few intimate gigs in the Academy and he asked for no phones because obviously he hadn't, you know, done live gigs in Ireland in a while and he was a bit nervous and he wanted to try some new stuff. And it didn't matter. Everyone had their phones out. It really, you can ask and ask and ask, but at the end of the day, there's a limit to what you can do with this.
Becca Fisher, a journalist with DMG, Ed Smith from Today FM. Thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.